Pushkin.
Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49% based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, they're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi everyone, it's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
The conditions for our tours had deteriorated. As the success had come along, the crowds had got louder, the venues had got bigger, and so now we were getting a little bit fed up with it. The guys variously had said, oh God, this is terrible, this is terrible. George had said that, John had said that. I think even Ringo had sort of expressed displeasure at the whole thing. I generally just sort of soldiered on. But after this Candlestick Park, I just finally said, oh fucking hell, this is like just so bad. I agree with all you guys, we should just give up touring. The circumstances were, at the time, that I'd been doing too much of everything. Fell asleep, mm-hmm. had a dream where my mom, who died 10 years previously, mm-hmm. came to me and she said, let it be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary...
Seeing her beautiful, kind face, I immediately felt at ease and loved, and she said words, she said, just let it be. I love that, yes.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Oh, I could tell you, but let it be.
I'm Paul Muldoon, and I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of our era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs, and we recorded many hours of our conversations.
Am I actually a songwriter? My God, well, that crept up on me.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Let It Be.
Didn't we go?
It was 1968, and the Beatles were recording the White Album. Tensions were high, in and out of the studio. The band's members were beginning to pursue individual interests and songwriting styles. Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. Lennon and McCartney's friendship was becoming increasingly strained. The group was still mourning the 1967 death of their manager, Brian Epstein. The Beatles were barreling toward their eventual breakup.
We were heading towards the breakup of the Beatles, and it was a period of change because John and Yoko had got together, and that was bound to have an effect on the dynamics of the group.
As the love between John Lennon and the artist Yoko Ono was intensifying, the two became utterly inseparable. John insisted Yoko be present in the studio.
So things like Yoko being in the middle, literally in the middle of the recording session, was, you know, something you had to deal with. And the idea was that if John wanted this to happen, then it should happen. And there's no reason why not.
Well, except that there is a reason why not. You know, you're there to do some work.
Yeah.
And
anything that disturbs us is disturbing. The eagle picks my eye, the worry licks my bone. Out of deference to John, we will allow this and not make a fuss. And yet at the same time, I don't think any of us particularly liked it. It was an interference in the workplace.
Right.
We had a way we worked. The four of us worked with George Martin and an engineer. And that was basically it. And we'd always done it like that. So, not being very confrontational, I think we just bottled it up and just got on with it.
And you had to make it work because the idea of the Beatles, it was something that you wanted to continue with, I suppose, at some profound level.
Sure. I mean,
because it was such a great thing.
I mean, it was the idea of the Beatles. It was also just the straight practical thing of this was our job. This is what we did in life. We were the Beatles. That meant if we didn't tour, we recorded. And that meant if we recorded, we wrote.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Paul McCartney says this impulse to avoid confrontation, to be accommodating, may have been passed down from his parents, who valued kindness and good manners and taught such values to their children.
We were encouraged to be good guys in our family. So that, you know, if we were at a bus stop and there were women in the queue, my dad would raise his trilby to them. Good morning. And he encouraged us to raise our school caps. Good morning. He was that kind of polite, gentlemanly guy. Even though they were working class, all my family, I think, were like that.
And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be.
I like that. It's nice to be nice. I like courtesy. I value politeness, courtesy, and don't particularly like confrontation. If it's absolutely necessary, then then you do it. But I mean, generally speaking, we would try, all of us, I think, would try not to do that.
There is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Let it be, as a refrain, is a moral message, echoing other hits that were popular when Paul McCartney was growing up, like Que Sera, Sera.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que Sera, Sera.
I've always known that people in listening to your song may take a message away. So that if your song is a good message, love is all you need, then that's a good message to put out rather than sympathy for the devil.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature.
You know, Mick's not a bad boy at all. It's the exact opposite, but his image and his show is of that. Whereas we just really never bothered with that.
Whereas the Rolling Stones wrote songs about sex, drugs and rock and roll, the Beatles wrote lyrics that were more likely to be parent-approved, or that would at least sound familiar to parents who were listening to other classics of the time.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, will be.
Whatever will be, will be.
Yeah. Do you think in any way it might be feeding into this a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, there were loads of songs that were about stuff that were encouraging you to be good.
Okay.
And I think Que Sera, Sera is one of them. When I was a little girl, I asked my mother, what would I be? Mm-hmm. Would I be, will I be this? Would I be that? And the mother said, who knows? You know, Que Sera, what will be, will be. Mm-hmm. But that's not Let It Be.
Reboot your credit card with Apple Card, the only credit card designed for iPhone. It gives you up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase. Plus, Apple Card has no fees, not even hidden ones. Apply for Apple Card now in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Variable APRs for Apple Card range from 19.24% to 29.49%, based on creditworthiness. Rates as of February 1st, 2024. Terms and more at applecard.com. Hello, hello. This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. Let me tell you an unconventional story about a healthcare group that wanted to improve their efficiency. Boston Children's Hospital. They were already a leading pediatric facility. Their patient outcomes, workflows, and delivery of care were already great. But they wondered, how can we make it better? So the hospital got to work. Their idea was to build what they called clinical mobility, meaning a system which would allow their staff to access information and interact with patients on mobile devices anywhere in the hospital. And what made that possible? 5G. The hospital rebuilt their entire system with 5G technology at its core. That infrastructure now supports thousands of phones and tablets so practitioners can communicate with patients on a whole new level. Boston Children's also made sure the system could flex and scale to handle medical advancements like robotic surgery and virtual reality for training and research. This was worlds away from how they had previously operated. This innovative work hasn't gone unnoticed, first by patients, but also by their peers. Boston Children's was a first place winner in the industry category at last year's Unconventional Awards from T-Mobile for Business, an event that celebrates customers who've dared to innovate for the sake of innovation. If the Boston Children's story rings a bell with you, if your team has asked the same questions about building a better business solution, I encourage you to enter this year's awards. It's a great way to be recognized for smart, disruptive thinking in front of some of your industry's most influential leaders. You can enter at tmobile.com/unconventional awards. That's tmobile.com/unconventional awards. I'll save you a seat.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Paul McCartney's mother had passed away when he was only 14, and both her death and her absence strongly influenced the young songwriter. So it's not a surprise that in such a time of stress, it would be his mother who would come to comfort him in a dream. His mother, whose name was in fact Mary.
And I sort of fell into the dream feeling great and woke up. Still feeling great and thinking, oh my God. And remembering the dream and remembering how she looked and how it felt and what she said. And I remembered particularly that she said the words, let it be. Because of this dream, I woke up and thought, that's a great subject for a song. And I will start it with my present circumstances. Mm-hmm. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. It's just exactly what has just happened. Mm-hmm. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Mm-hmm. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
For all Paul McCartney knew, the words let it be had come from his subconscious or as a message from beyond the grave. But after the song was released, he realized that he may have encountered these words long before he wrote the lyrics, back when he was a schoolboy at the Liverpool Institute for Boys. There, in the English class of Paul's favorite and most formative teacher, Alan Durband, the students read Shakespeare's Hamlet for the first time.
So in those days, I had to learn speeches off by heart, so I could still do a bit of To Be or Not To Be, or Oh, That This Too Too Solid Flesh. And it had been pointed out to me recently that Hamlet, when he's poisoned, he actually says, let it be.
Does he? I don't recall.
Act 5, scene 2.
Uh-huh.
I just happened to have bought a copy.
That's brilliant.
So we can give you the exact quote. He says, let be, the first time. But then the second time, he says, had I but time, as this fell sergeant death is strict in his arrest, oh, I could tell you, but let it be, Horatio.
Let it be, let it be, let it be.
With these words, the Prince of Denmark, clutching his fatal wound, accepts that his death is imminent, that he will not live to tell his tragic story.
But I was interested that I was exposed to those words during a time when I was studying Shakespeare. So that years later, the phrase appears to me in a dream when my mother sang it. Now, of course, I must realize that it's me saying it through her. is kind of, I think, very interesting.
The phrase, let it be, seems simple enough when we first hear it, but we might each take it to mean something different.
Please God, let it be. I want a brand new car, let it be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knock it off, pack it in, let it be. Just don't bother, you know, just let it be.
Yeah. And there's, let's leave things as they are. It's okay.
Yeah. Which is pointed out to me is the answer to be or not to be.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be.
To be or not to be? Hamlet's famous question. It was also, in a sense, the question that was beginning to haunt the Beatles as a group. Their future existence as a band was entirely uncertain. In that way, both meanings of the phrase, let it be, are fitting. Let it be as hopeful plea, let it be as stoic resignation. In this song with a title that has multiple meanings, there's another lyric Paul McCartney left open to interpretation.
I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
By calling his mother by her first name, Mary, McCartney opens the door to a more sacred aspect of the song.
As I called her Mother Mary rather than my mom Mary, I think, you know, I knew enough to know that, oh, okay, we've got a sort of double meaning going here. I think you're aware of that when you write these things.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of good because it opens the song to a religious crowd,
mm-hmm,
who want to take it like that. So it gets performed by gospel.
Does it? Yes. Uh-huh.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be, let it be.
Paul McCartney's father was Protestant and his mother Catholic, though when it came to their children's schooling, the priority was a good education.
The fact that she was a nurse had meant that she'd been called to a lot of schools, and she thought the Protestant schools' education was better. So she wanted the best education for her kids, and no doubt my dad, being Protestant, would say, yeah, they're better, and agree with her. Catholic aspect, it was really only one thing, was that we'd been christened to save our immortal souls.
Right.
Which I was always rather pleased with. I'm glad my immortal soul is safe. And, you know, so I thank her for doing that.
While Let It Be wasn't written with a particular religious angle, it certainly contains a spiritual dimension. The words of wisdom delivered by Mother Mary are repeated throughout the song as the music swells, and they take on the quality of a chant, a prayer, or another type of holy incantation.
I'll wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
You know, someone said, what's your religion? I wouldn't just sort of say Christian, but I take Christian, Buddhist,
yes,
you know, Jewish. There are many great teachings in all the religions.
In its spiritual ambiguity, Let It Be offers a sort of common ground, a necessary break from the conflicts of different belief systems. And at a time when the divisions within the Beatles were becoming only more pronounced, the song called for and made possible a few moments of togetherness.
Because it is a song of hope.
Sure.
You know, about all people are going to sort of come together. You do think, you know, is there ever going to be a time when people agree? And, you know, realistically, you have to think, well, probably not.
No.
Probably not. But it's a great dream. It's a beautiful dream. And the more you push towards it, the more it may happen.
Let It Be, released in 1970 as the title song from the Beatles' last album. In the next episode... we go to the rolling hills of Scotland, where Paul's wife Linda McCartney helped him to discover his love of nature and the joys of fixing up their farm. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
whoa.
And...
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.